child.
There she goes, John dear.
I suppose I should say to you many happy returns of the day. That is the correct thing, of course, I know, to say to you. And yet, I do not see that by saying that, that I would, in a sense, be benefiting you.
No.
Because, knowing as I do the beauty and the splendor of the life here, it would seem incongruous to wish you many happy returns of a material day.
Yes.
But of course I do wish you many happy returns.
Yes.
I hope that you will have many years yet to do the work of the Spirit, to serve, and I feel sure that you will.
Thank you.
And I wish that you shall have good health and strength. And this I know, that you will be helped tremendously by the power of the Spirit
and
by the innumerable souls that come to you from this side. I do wish you with all sincerity many happy returns of the day.
Thank you, dear.
Because I know that your main desire in staying on earth is to be of benefit, to be of help to others, to serve, to do the work of the Spirit. So I know that in that sense you are anxious to have many returns,
yes,
so that you may have many years of good work, that you may do the work in the way in which you have so long desired. And I'm sure that you shall continue thus for some time yet to come. So I wish you with all sincerity many happy returns of the day.
Thank
and may you. Each day that follows be full of joy and of happiness and of peace. And may the work of the Spirit prosper accordingly from day to day. We shall never fail you. We shall never be far from you. There may be times when, quite naturally, you may feel disheartened, for it is natural and human thus to be, but you know that we are with you. We cannot necessarily always achieve all that we would wish, all that we have set out to do. We may not always be able to bring to fruition, but we shall do all that it is possible to do with the help of the Great Spirit, with the help of the Great Father God. We shall not fail. We shall achieve in love, in sincerity, in the purpose of our work. We shall achieve all that is good, child.
Thank you.
Perhaps today you wish to ask me some questions. After all, it's your birthday.
Well, I had thought of one or two in case you asked me. First of all, if I may be permitted to ask, you said when I came last time that you had great hopes that I should be able to perform great things, and I wonder what was in the back of your mind, whether it included healing.
When I was referring, as I was on that occasion, to your performing what the world might even call miracles,
yes,
I was chiefly concerned with the healing of the body and of the mind, and I feel that we shall have some successes. I see no reason why not, because the power that flows through you at times is very strong, and the power that can be given out can affect these cures, which to some who do not know the ways of the Spirit must seem miraculous. I feel sure that you can and you will have great success in the healing work, child.
Thank you. I would like to have the opportunity, but I feel, I don't know whether it's wrong of me, but I feel I want to, if I do it, to work on my own.
Well, no one is suggesting that you should have to work with anyone else, child.
No, and you see, where I live, they have healing sessions with different peoples. You see what I mean? And
In other words, child, you do not wish to work necessarily in a band,
no,
but rather on your own.
I don't know why. I feel instinctively in that way.
Well, this is all to the good. I agree that we should always work in love and in cooperation with others, but there are certain things that sometimes one may do better on one's own, and I feel no reason why you should not achieve great results, as I've already said, by going out, if necessary, or souls coming to you for healing.
Yes.
And I think that we shall have opportunity in that direction in the very near future.
Thank you. Now, another thing I wanted to ask you, just recently, in a local shop, a young man there, he was 40, he'd worked there all his life, from boy to man, and he came to work one morning, and he collapsed, and before he got to hospital, he died. He left a wife and four children. Now, I feel that anything I can say to try and comfort anyone is trite and difficult, and I don't know how to approach such a thing. I know from your side of life it's to his benefit and perhaps to theirs ultimately, but they can't see that yet.
Of course, child, these problems, which obviously must arise in varying situations affecting individuals, some who are obviously not prepared to understand and accept. There are these complicated situations in which sometimes you find yourself brought into, but I do not think that you yourself must worry unduly. I know that your desire is to help and to give comfort, but if they are not ready to receive, child, if they are not in the position to understand.
I don't actually know the wife, but the people who worked with him from man to boy were very shocked, of course.
But there are times when you will be put to the test. Indeed, you have many times in the past. It is not that we test you, but life tests you. The circumstances of life that change from day to day, as indeed they must, because of the varying circumstances and conditions and peoples, you'll be brought into many different situations at different times, and you will be affected by individuals here and there, and you will be impressed and inspired on each occasion as to what is the right and the best thing to do, and there may be times when you feel that you have failed, but you do not see as we see. I've told you this many times.
Yes.
There are changes and effects that do not necessarily take place on the spot, but at a later date, the seed that has been sown begins to bear its fruit.
Yes.
Be patient with yourself, child.
Oh, I will. Yes.
And know that you are given the opportunity over and over and over again to serve and to do the work of the Spirit, and you cannot always see how that which you have done can indeed be brought to fruition at a later time. You do not always see, you do not always expect when the seed is sown that it shall always bear fruit. Sometimes it is true it falls on the stony ground, but it does not immediately in any case bear fruit. Seasons must come and go, but later you see the fruit of your labor.
Yes.
Be of good faith and good heart.
Yes.
There will be these instances when, as we've told you, as I've told you, you shall do certain things through the power of the Spirit that will amaze and surprise you and many others besides. There will be these cases, these instances, when the power of the Spirit is so strong, so powerful, that what may be termed a miracle can transpire. But know that generally we must be patient. We must not expect immediately results.
Thank you very much, dear. Another thing I wanted to ask you, though I can well imagine what your answer will be, how does spirit react to the dreadful conditions of the battery chicken and the young calves who are never allowed out from birth to death?
Well, of course this is...
I mean, what can we do about it?
Well, I suppose the obvious answer to that is that it lies to a great extent in the hands of the people if they refuse to buy.
Yes.
Then it will eventually cease.
Yes. And then again, they use these animals to test to get health for human beings, which obviously is so, to me, terrible.
No good child can ever come of cruelty.
No.
Only love will bring forth all that is good. When man seeks health, he will not find it through the efforts made in cruelty on animals. Animals who are not in a position to protect themselves. When man lives unto nature and works in harmony and in love with nature, nature will respond and bring about its own salvation and cure. But it is pointless and useless to go about, as so many do, torturing and utilizing the animal kingdom for ulterior motives. Because it is an ulterior motive to seek health at the expense of the healthy, in the sense that the animals are taken as they are taken and used as they are used. No good can come of these things.
Yeah. It's a great grief to me always. You know, you sort of feel there's so little you can do, and how ignorant men must be to pursue such a line of action.
Untold numbers of animals have been slaughtered and experimented upon, and the ultimate amount of good that has resulted towards man is insignificant in comparison.
Some even think on earth that it increases man's sickness.
That may well be.
Yes. I felt very happy last night with the service. I ended on Saturday and I felt that I really had found the art of leaving myself wholly without thought with you. How did you feel?
As you felt.
Thank you.
There's no doubt that you have a greater calm, a greater placidity, a greater realization within yourself of the power of the spirit that surrounds you. You have a greater serenity of spirit, and I'm sure that you have a greater realization of that power which manifests through you, that you yourself in turn are no longer apprehensive, no longer straining, as it were, in the hope that you yourself could make things easier by this anxiety which at one time was very apparent. In other words, child, I feel you are more calm or more placid. No longer do I feel that you are over anxious and that you are tense and worried concerning a meeting that you may be called upon to do. There is a greater feeling with you of being at peace, with a greater realization that all is well.
Yes.
There was a time when I was concerned because you used to seem unsettled and uncertain of yourself, uncertain as to whether you would succeed, if the power would be with you, and if we would be able to manifest.
It's only because I was anxious.
I know, child, all that is behind you.
Yes.
Now you have a greater realization and a greater assurance, greater confidence, and I do not think anything at any time will cause you concern. I think that you will face any situation and come through with flying colors.
I hope so.
I'm sure.
Yes.
I'm quite sure.
Thank you.
You can combat any forces that may come, that may be around. And there are times, of course, when the conditions that you have to contend with are not particularly good. And it means an extra struggle, an extra effort. But we are there.
Yes.
We overcome them.
Thank you. Now you talk to me.
I talk to you. I talk to you constantly. And words in themselves seem so inadequate to express the feelings of one's inner soul. There is so much that one cannot depict or describe. One cannot make known by word, but only by the feeling, by the emotion, by the intensity of one's love. Mm-hmm. This you sense, this you feel, this you know. But words in themselves cannot express it. When first I came in contact with you a long time ago, I realized the possibilities that lay ahead for our work together. I realized that you as an instrument could be used, developed, and brought, as it were, into the way in which I knew success could be achieved. It was a difficult task, in a sense, for you and for me. There were obstacles, there were difficulties, but we overcame them. Gradually you became more and more assured, more and more confident, more and more anxious indeed to do the work, to serve, truly serve. And the power of the Spirit that is so powerful around us makes all things possible. I do not think I can express in words how I feel and how anxious I am that you should understand the intensity of this power, which is beyond all word, all description. It is so great, child. And when I talk about this power of the Spirit, I am not speaking of myself, because I am too only an instrument of that power. And I know that together we can do great things, as I spoke of last time, to heal the sick, to give back the sight even to the blind, to do the things which seem impossible to the human brain, human mind. We are able to achieve these things by the power of the Holy Spirit. Christ realized this force, this power, this life-giving force. He knew how it could be used, and he used it, and he benefited many souls because of it. That power he freely gives to us all. For greater things than these shall ye do, for I go unto my Father, said the Christ. And he knew that there were many great attributes and powers of which man had no knowledge, which if a man sought, truly sought, in spirit and in truth, and gave himself clearly and surely to Spirit and its power, all things are possible. That's why I say to you, there is nothing impossible that we cannot do and achieve if we have that faith and we work together in that love and harmony which I know exists between us. You must not fail or falter. Have strength in all things that are good, and the rest shall follow hereafter. This I know, child, can come and shall come. You shall see how the power of the Spirit works. By that love and that faith that you have, all things shall be revealed in time. I must go, but my peace and my love I leave with you.
Bless you.
And my blessings on this day, which is specially important.
Thank you. God bless
you. Know that there are many yet to be.
Yes.
Many birthdays.
Thank you.
Spiritual birthdays. Yes. As well as material.
Yes.
Bless you, child.
God bless you, dear. Bye-bye. Goodbye, dear.